Welcome to today's program, The Beauty of Grace. And I'm Pastor Pete Norris of Harvest Fellowship Church, Goldsboro, North Carolina. And today I want to talk to you about a few scriptures that really been a lot of controversy on over the years. But I want to really relate to you and try to answer some of your questions in this podcast and just bring some revelation to you, maybe just make you think a little bit more. You know, God promised eternal life before time began. So we think about it, we say, well, you know, kind of the scope of it is like God kind of messed up, man messed up in the garden, and then all of a sudden Jesus come along and redeemed man. He knew Adam was going to mess up, and he did. But I want you to understand that Titus chapter 1 verse 2 said, in hope of eternal life, which God, who cannot lie, promised before time began. So we see here that Christ existed before the foundation of the world. Now that's a powerful revelation, and a lot of people are not ready for that revelation, but I think you are, because you wouldn't be watching this program or listening to this podcast. But I really think I want to help you understand some things that once was enough. You know, God didn't need to do a sacrifice two or three times. We don't need to confess five or six, seven or eight different times on what we've done wrong. God is a compassionate, merciful, loving God. And one of the questions today that I get a lot is, Pastor, with this grace message, do you believe that we can lose our salvation? Do you believe that we can be lost somewhere along the way and will not experience that personal intimacy with the Lord, that I can make a mistake in my life and immediately I'm separated from God? Now, I want to answer that question today, because I think we've got to understand that you didn't have anything to do with God making you righteous. And that's the thing that's really the stipulation, because most people argue that point where you can lose your salvation, you can backslide, which is totally unbiblical. If you study the scripture, how do you lose what you didn't even get that He gave you before the foundation of the world? And so we see in 2 Corinthians 5 and 21, for He hath made Him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made righteous of God in Him. Now, who made us righteous? Well, we see that God did. And we see that we were made righteous by God, not because of us, not because of what we've done, or not because of anything we've ever done. We were made righteous because Jesus took on our unrighteousness and made us righteous. Because of the fall of Adam, we were all made sinners, but because of the righteousness of Christ, we're all made righteous. And see, that really began to light me up, because in Titus chapter 3, verse 7, that being justified or declared righteous by His grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. So we see that eternal life was promised before the foundation of the world. Before anything ever took place, He was going to give us eternal life. Now watch this. This is a powerful revelation in Hebrews chapter 7, verse 27. And it says this, who needed not daily as those high priests to offer up sacrifice, first for his own sins and then for the people's. Now the priest under the old covenant would first have to make a sacrifice for his sins, then he would go up and make a sacrifice for the people's sins. For this He did once, and when He offered up Himself. Now Jesus only had to do this once. And now Hebrews 9 and 12 is going to help you understand what I'm trying to get across to you, because Hebrews 9 is a great revelation to start reading and allow the Holy Spirit to speak to you. But watch this. In Hebrews 9 and 12, neither by the blood of bulls or goats and calves, but by His own blood He entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. Now, how long is eternal? Eternal was what we were declared righteous in Titus chapter 3, verse 7. You and I, John chapter 17, verse 3 said, all eternal life is the ability to know God. Eternal life was broken through the seed of Adam. Eternal life was restored through the seed of Christ. So He come having obtained eternal redemption for us. So He died that we could have eternal life and live forever. Now what a wonderful thing that is, because you can see in Hebrews chapter 9 verse 26, for then must He often have suffered since the foundation of the world, but now once in the end of the world hath He appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of Himself. So He put away sin by the sacrifice of Himself. Now we can see in Hebrews chapter 10 verse 14 is a great revelation, because with one offering, he has forever perfected those that are being sanctified. So you and I, with one offering, have forever been perfected and forever being made whole. So how do we lose this message of grace? Matter of fact, he made us righteous, so you didn't even make yourself righteous. You just received what he done and received his righteousness as you believe that he's the Christ, the forgiver of sins. John said, "Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world." Christ was loved by the Father before the foundation of the world. You and I was loved by the Father before the foundation of the world. See, that's a wonderful revelation when we can get a hold of that, that we are loved by God, and it's not about us doing right or wrong that establishes. You say, "Well, Pastor, are you saying that we can do anything?" No, I'm saying that once you understand this message of grace, you're not going to want to do anything. You're going to want to walk upright, because you know that the Bible said in Titus chapter 2 verse 11, "For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men." So it's appeared to everybody, that they have the knowledge of the revelation that if they believe in Christ, then they're forgiven. So my sins don't make me lost again tomorrow. I'm saved, filled with the Holy Spirit, born again by the power of God, and nothing can change that. That's the wonderful thing about this message. So when people try to come to me and say, "Well, Pastor, you know, we've had a backslidden state." The church has been taught that if you make a mistake, immediately you're separated from God. You were separated from God before you ever made a mistake. You were separated from God because of Adam's fall in the garden. You had nothing to do with it. Now you've come in righteousness and relationship with Jesus because of the finished work of Jesus Christ, because of what he did on the cross, the burial, and the resurrection has made you righteous, not based on your confession or your ability to forgive yourself or your ability to overcome. It's the blood of Jesus Christ and the perfect work of salvation. You don't fall in and out of it. You're in it, and you're in it forever. Thank God for his beauty of grace.